This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving edition of Free Talk Live. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
That's right. We're the ones who got stuck with Thanksgiving duty.
We're the turkeys that didn't get pardoned.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, it's there's certainly worse jobs in the world than being a talk show host. And
yes.
My Thanksgiving was at 2 o'clock this afternoon. How about you, Daryl? Did you have anything?
I ate about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the Chinese buffet for lunch.
That's a nice Thanksgiving.
Because, you know, they're open on Christmas. They're open on New Year's. Crazy American guy thinks, they'll be open on Thanksgiving, too. Nope.
Huh.
They weren't open. I then spent the next about 20 minutes calling almost every restaurant in Keene to find some place that was open. And there was one place that was open, but they said, we're only taking reservations and we can't get you a table until 3 o'clock.
Mm.
And I said, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
So you headed on over to somebody's house.
No. So I came back here to the studio for a little bit, and then at 5 o'clock went down to one of the local bars that opened up for supper.
Yeah, that's a pathetic story, man. Congratulations on your Thanksgiving.
So I had steak tips and sweet potato fries.
I'm sure it was very, very good. Yeah, we just had regular. We had chicken marsala, by the way, for Thanksgiving meal, and it was quite good.
I've heard of that. I don't know exactly what it is. I know there's chicken involved.
Yeah, that much is true.
But I don't know what marsala is.
Yeah, it's some kind of Indian goop that's made with tomatoes and turmeric.
Okay.
And that's about, and it was good. It was excellent. It was served on little bits of bread, and it was wonderful. It's not the kind of meal you're going to stuff yourself with, so that was nice. But nonetheless, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I do like to mention a practice that we have at my house for Thanksgiving, and not just for Thanksgiving, but we have this practice actually daily. And we've instituted it relatively recently.
The brushing of teeth.
Well, yeah,
the combing of hair.
That's first. Hair doesn't get combed a lot.
The feeding of pigs.
There's certainly that. But what we have is gratitude hour. It's essentially from wake up till 10 a.m. We just talk about things that we're grateful for and have a family conversation that's centered around that. And it's, you know, what the idea is to create how your day is going to go. And if you can set yourself in gratitude in the first hour, because you can't be grateful all the time, right?
Right.
You just can't be, I can't be a happy, nice person all the time. But I can do it for an hour. And that allows me to, create my day from a more gracious standpoint. It also allows me to model behavior like that for my son.
Right.
Which, kids are sort of naturally not grateful creatures, right? Like they're ingrates. Each and every one of their little butts. They're not very grateful, and they're not supposed to be. The reason is that they must need. In order to be practiced at getting what they need to need things to be in good practice. So I believe from an evolutionary standpoint, they're just about gimme, 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 gimme.
Is that all children, or is that sort of an American thing?
I think that the American children probably have higher standards for what they want. But nonetheless, I think all children are about the things that they need. In many countries, many places around the world, kids are lucky to truly get the things they need as opposed to the things they want.
Right.
And, I'd like my son to be able to see more gracious behavior. I believe that gratitude is a mature emotion. And that's the sort of thing that I should be modeling for my child. So that's my intention. Daryl, it says there's a problem with the ISDN. We've tried connecting on several boxes, but could not. We're using Access now. Is this your ISDN?
Yeah, tell them use the Access. And for those of you listening at home, that's some radio language. Apparently there's possibly an issue with the syndicate. Not really sure. But we are at least live on LRN. That's the Liberty Radio Network. And also the archive. It will be a full archive as normal because we record that on our end.
So can you check and see that the Comrex and the ISDN are attached while I vamp?
The things are attached.
Okay.
Unless somehow they got unattached.
Well, I meant sort of electronically attached.
That's what I'm saying. Unless Ian somehow disconnected something today, and I don't know why he would.
Okay.
Let's just finish out the segment, and then I'll look during the break.
Okay.
That way, there's two of us back and forth in case,
oh, don't worry about
something
it.
Happens.
I've been doing this. We're in the 14th year of Free Talk Live. Can you believe that?
I know you've been doing it a long time.
So.
And, as with anybody that's done anything for a long time, sometimes you might just, have a brain fart and run out of something to say.
Yeah, I think that I think that the three of us, you, Ian, and I, are talented enough or experienced enough. I think is a better term.
Yes.
Experienced enough talk show hosts that we can do the monologue thing without too much difficulty.
Yes,
I think that the real advantage to having two or three hosts is really about keeping things sounding fresh for people.
Right, and then you don't have to do the weird Rush Limbaugh thing to where you're talking to your own inner voice that nobody else hears.
You think Snerdly is an inner voice?
Yes.
I don't. I believe Snerdly is a real person. I think it's despicable that he keeps him off the air. I mean, if you're going to talk to this guy, keep him on the air. Pipe him in. Snerdly, what was that? And then just have the guy repeat himself, for God's sake. Is it so bad? As I understand, Snerdly's also a black man. So he is an inner black man, is what your claim is. I mean, Clinton does, right?
By Clinton, are you talking about former President Bill Clinton or your pig, Clinton?
My pig does not have an inner black man.
How do you know?
Well, it's getting
exactly.
It's going to get despicable
don't.
At this point.
You don't. But still, there are the talk show hosts that have that inner voice that they communicate with. It might even be the producer, but, as far as the listener is aware, it's an inner voice because they're not hearing what the person is saying. They're like, oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. You're saying that you think I'm absolutely full of it right now, and there's not actually somebody talking into my head, but yes, there are voices in my head.
Also, Howie Carr does some stuff like that, too. He'll talk to his off...
So nobody outside of the Northeast knows who Howie Carr is.
Sure. You're right. He's a regional host.
Howie Carr is a regional syndicated guy.
A successful one, though.
He's based in the Boston area.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's actually in Boston or somewhere outside, but, he's out of that greater Boston area, and he's syndicated throughout New England. And I think he has, one affiliate in Minnesota, and that makes absolutely no sense to me because he is so Boston-centric.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me either. We are, by the way, on the radio tonight, so welcome, radio audience out there. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Going back to Howie Carr. So, I mean, to me, I don't understand why anybody who's not in Boston would want to listen to the show personally. I mean, I can see maybe regional stuff, but
we're 20 minutes from Massachusetts, and I can't stand listening to it.
It's just too Boston-centric for me. I mean,
it's too Boston-centric, and he's got an annoying voice.
Well, look, I mean, regional accents are what regional accents are, and
I'm not even talking about the accent. I'm just saying his voice is annoying.
Okay, well, some people, I'm sure, find it ironic that you're saying such a thing. And I'm sure that they find it ironic that I would say such a thing, right? Like, everybody's going to find somebody's voice annoying. But that, for me, isn't... I think that this is the era of every man's voice in radio. It doesn't particularly matter. You don't have to have voice training to talk like this. Paul Harvey, good day. You don't have to do all that stuff.
Right.
You just have to provide people with information and, entertaining content. And I'm sure that for the Boston audience that that's true. Why it's entertaining for the satellite regions, I don't particularly understand. But then again, I don't understand why people listen to baseball on the radio.
It's easy programming for a program director. Oh, let's just fill in this guy. He's only an hour away from us.
Yep, I suppose that's the case. Our number, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Thanksgiving edition of Free Talk Live. And if you're hearing me and it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're really, really, really live on the radio tonight. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. If your Thanksgiving's over and you're not watching football, I don't even know. Is football playing right now?
Oh, yeah, there's football games going on right now.
That's good.
I was just checking my fantasy football scores.
Okay. How does that work? You don't have a team that you root for? You root for people?
Correct.
Okay.
And, well, there actually are, with the way my league is set up, I actually root for a team as well, because my fantasy football league, you have a head coach.
Uh-huh.
So you'll pick, say, the Steelers coach. And if that team wins, then you get 10 points. Plus, if the margin of victory is greater than, you know, a certain amount, you get bonus points. So, you know, the coach is a player. And then, you know, I want Aaron Rodgers to do really well, because he's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
I want him to do really well because he's my starting quarterback. No, Brett Favre has not played in probably 5 or 6 years.
Okay. So the is your team the head coach, is that Pittsburgh?
No, I think I actually have the Seahawks.
So did you pick your favorite team or just the best head coach you thought, or the team that you thought was going to do best, or whatever?
The team that I thought was going to do best. If I were to pick a team, it would be either the 49ers or the Packers.
So why would that be? I mean, for a boy from Alabama, I mean, I realize Alabama doesn't have its own pro team, so you're kind of left floating out there. But you would think
the Falcons were horrible when I was growing up.
Uh-huh. So were the Buccaneers, but that doesn't stop me. You stinking, disloyal ingrate.
But Atlanta is only 2.5 hours away from Birmingham, whereas Tampa is probably closer to like 10.
Yeah, but it's only an hour away from Sarasota, where I grew up, son. I'm saying that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers...
Oh, I thought you were asking why I wasn't a Buccaneers fan.
No, no. I'm pointing out that one can live close to a crappy team and still root for the crappy team.
Right. But I didn't do that. I've never been a fan of any of the Atlanta
Losers.
Sports teams. No, dude, I've been a Cubs fan for 25 years. I was ecstatic when they won the World Series.
All right, let's go to the phones. I'm done berating you about this.
But as far as why I like the 49ers, because Joe Montana was an amazing quarterback when I was a kid, and I liked the team that had the amazing quarterback. And Bart Starr, who was one of the former Alabama quarterbacks, played in Green Bay professionally, so, you know, like, there's kind of a connection.
Well, look, Joe Montana is certainly somebody I can respect, and if you want the Joe Montana of Bitcoin wallets, you should get Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That is a professional segue.
So he's going to win, like, 4 Super Bowls with San Francisco and then take a contract with Kansas City to make a couple extra $X million before he finally retires?
One would hope. If you want to get the official wallet of Free Talk Live, you go to JAXX.io or whatever app store is on your phone or whatever. I think it's great because it's cross-platform, so you can get it on you can either get it as an internet browser plug-in, or you can get it on your computer and then sync it up to your phone, so you can do your sort of banking on your computer and then, you know, do your spending on your phone. It's really pretty cool. It has Shapeshift integration, which allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, and he's the founder of Ethereum, so pretty big name in the cryptocurrency arena. It's important to back up your phone, and they make it easy with Jax. They strive to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. That's their goal at Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. JAXX.io. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. You're on Free Talk Live.
I don't know what the U.S. Border Patrol is doing in Nassau County, Florida, which is like way far from any international border. It's just south of the Georgia line.
I suppose the water, right? Bahamians could be sneaking across.
Yeah, but they're in the Atlantic coast of Florida, right next to Georgia.
Yes, I know.
Far from Bahamas.
Well, that's the closest thing to them.
Anyways, and technically, the beach, you know, as far as, you know, along the ocean, that is considered the international border.
Well, bring it on, Tom. Go ahead.
Anyway, this Border Patrol goon was confronting, there's 6 people in a pickup truck, and the Border Patrol goon in Nassau County, Florida, along with 2 Nassau County deputies, was taking this action that the goon took three of these people into custody, and one other person got out and simply started stepping away. And then what happened was he's stepping away, and the two deputies ran after him. They chased him into SR 200, a busy state route with lots of traffic on it. And guess what happened?
He got hit by a car.
No, the story had a better ending. He made it to the median, and one of the deputies that was running after him got hit by an SUV and got killed at the scene. And so there's something we can be thankful for.
I don't
for
know
that
why,
that
Tom. I do not understand why you celebrate when people die.
What is it
I
exactly?
I don't celebrate when people die. I only celebrate when enemy agents die. And that we can be thankful that that lady was not able to stop in time, and that a Nassau County deputy sheriff has been taken out. It serves him right for aiding
another human being.
But Tom,
another human being.
If I'm out to if I'm chasing you because I want to tackle you and handcuff you and force you into my car and then force you onto a jet bound
You're still a
Guatemala,
human being. You might be a despicable human being, but a human being nonetheless.
But they deserve to get killed when they're doing that. And
how do you think it's going to forward liberty, though? If a
care about forwarding liberty. He cares about celebrating when human beings die.
I'm trying to determine whether that's the case or not. How does it
make one less deputy that's out there trying to intimidate people into obeying
until they wind up hiring another deputy to fill that person's spot?
Thanks for the call, Tom.
When earlier this year, five Dallas police officers got killed. The Dallas Police Department saw like a fourfold increase in the number of applications to their department. So the whole claim that if we kill police officers, then nobody will be a police officer, it's absolutely unfounded in reality.
Yeah, I think that probably the policing sphere attracts a lot of people, sort of warrior mentality. And when the war's on, the warriors are going to come out, right? They're going to be interested in that. Now, whether they're qualified to be police or not is an entirely different question. And I certainly think policing's out of hand in the United States. But, I have a difficult time celebrating, situations like that. That just seems tragic to me.
I don't celebrate when any human dies.
I don't want them to catch the guy either, particularly. I don't know what, if he didn't hurt anybody, then he doesn't deserve to be chased down. I think that there's an interesting question is, during a traffic stop, should you be, as a passenger, able to get out of a car and walk away? If it's a road that you're able to walk on, and it's a road that you're able to drive on, and you've been pulled over, it seems like you should be able to walk away from a traffic stop.
One would think that there are certain roads where there are signs that say no pedestrian.
They're usually the interstate. Usually the interstate. If you pulled over on interstate, obviously, pedestrian.
Some state roads as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, nutrients and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And, well, you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this Thanksgiving edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Daryl, we were going to get right into some Thanksgiving topics, but, get kind of waylaid there. I hear the turkey gets pardoned. Life isn't so great.
Right. And, you may or may not know that in the United States every year, and I don't know how long it's been going on, but it's been some kind of presidential tradition pretty much my entire lifetime, that the president on the day before Turkey Gobble Day, what most people call Thanksgiving, the president will pardon a turkey. This year, Obama pardoned two turkeys, Tater and Tot.
Hold on just a second. I want to hear what happened with Tater and what's going to happen here with Tater and Tot. But I got to quick tell you about HostGator. So if you've ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you haven't been able to put the idea into action, now's your chance. HostGator, one of the top hosting web companies in the world, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Until, I think it's tomorrow, this deal goes on. It's 65% off the regular prices on hosting. You don't have to have the website ready to go. You just have to get the hosting. It's for the first period of time that you get. So if you buy one month of hosting, it's 65% off for that 1 month. If you buy 3 years, it's 65% off for that 3 years. But it's that first period, not the renewal. And obviously this is intimidating having your own website, but HostGator does make it easy. They offer simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support. I find that to be very useful. A very intuitive user-friendly control panel that makes it easy for you to create, and it's simple to use. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating. So to get the special offer of 65% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, and you will not get that deal anywhere. HostGator.com/FTL. I shouldn't say anywhere. At very few locations, likely you don't know too. HostGator.com/FTL.
So, again, last night, Wednesday, Barack Obama pardoned Tater and Tot, a pair of turkeys, and the claim is that the birds will then live happily ever after. In reality, however, and this comes from Reason, and they're citing a 40-page report put out by Magnus Fiskejo, who apparently knows a thing or two about what actually happens at the White House regarding these birds. They claim that they live happily ever after. However, in reality, they are usually killed within a year, and stand-in turkeys are then supplied. This goes
What's
on
that mean,
year
stand-in turkeys?
After year. So apparently, somewhere at the White House, they have this, you know, area of, here's all the pardoned turkeys living out their life happily.
Hold on. What? They have a turkey farm in the middle of Washington, D.C., is your claim?
I it's my guess. I really don't know.
No, they don't.
But the claim is that the birds go live their lives happily ever after. Where are they sending these? They're sure as hell not sending them to the Butterball Turkey Farm.
No, there's lots of places where animals can live out their lives. There's animal sanctuaries and these sorts of things. I've been to them. I mean, they're not prepared to take a injured pig that I currently have at my house, but they exist. So they don't have to be in the White House back turkey pen in order to be living. I don't quite understand. The stand-in turkey part is what I don't quite get here.
Well, wherever these, you know, fat turkeys with, you know, ginormously enlarged breasts are supposed to go, they go there for a little bit of time, and then they get slaughtered, and another turkey that will take their place of, here's the turkey that got pardoned by George Bush.
So how in the world could anybody expect the turkey that was pardoned by Gerald Ford to still be alive?
Well, that turkey has probably died a natural death by now.
Sure.
But the turkeys that get pardoned don't die a natural death unless a natural death includes getting your head chopped off.
Well, it's certainly not uncommon for turkeys. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Why would they substitute another turkey for the turkey that they killed? It would, like, not kill another turkey for the turkey that they killed. I don't get that.
I don't know. I've not read the entire 40-page document.
You just have a little article on it.
I just have a very short blurb from Reason, and I, you know, clicked the link where it said this person has an account and, you know, wrote it and pulled it up, and it's a 40-page document. I thought it might have been, you know, like a 2-page report.
Sure.
So I don't know all of the answers to all of your questions.
Yeah. It seems very strange. I mean, either...
Well, the whole thing of pardoning a turkey is strange. Well, the whole thing of genetically modifying the turkeys to where they can't actually live on their own is strange.
Oh, I don't know that turkeys could live on their own, particularly domestic turkeys would be particularly good in the wild anyway before they were genetically modified. Do you mean selective breeding?
Selective breeding and
is
genetic
not genetic. No.
You're modifying the genes.
Oh, come on. This is, no, it is not modification. The selective breeding and genetically modified organisms are two different things. There's a reason we have words.
I did not say that the turkeys were technically an organism.
Yes, they are. There are many organisms. The
genes have been modified.
Yes, the genes have been modified.
Therefore, genetically, the turkeys are genetically modified.
Hold on. So the reason we have the term natural selection, Charles Darwin specifically picked that term because selective breeding was definitely a thing in England, where he was from.
Yes.
And So my question to you would be, is natural selection genetic modification, or does it have to be done by humans to fit your arbitrary and capricious terminology that you're tossing around?
I just used the term to point out to the people that are like, we need GMO labeling, that they are using a horrible term because genes can be modified in a lot of different ways.
Now, GMO labeling is a fine way to describe exactly what these people are concerned with.
What you they're concerned with
are obfuscating.
No, what they're concerned with are things that are created in laboratories.
Sure.
Which needs to have a different term than the genes have been modified.
No, it doesn't. Genetically modified organism is a fine term for to describe what these people mean when they use it.
No. No, it's not.
Yes, they have created a word, Daryl. They have defined the word, and then you've decided you don't like their definition. There's a term for what you're talking about, and that's called selective breeding. You should use that to refer to selective breeding.
Yes, and it modifies genes.
Okay.
But I digress. Anyway, these domestic turkeys would not live, very well in the wild, but wild turkeys live perfectly fine without human intervention.
They do okay, yeah. I don't understand. They obviously don't let the turkeys go, because we don't do that with domestic animals. It's not nice to do to them. Plus, it's not nice to do to your neighbors. But one of two things could occur. Either they pardon it for a short period of time, like, say, a year, or they pardon it for a long period of time, say, its life.
Right, and so, the claim is that it's a pardon to where you live out your life happily ever after with all the other presidentially pardoned turkeys. And that's not what happens. They get slaughtered sometime within the year, and then the turkeys get buried at Mount Vernon.
So if they're slaughtered, why do you bury them?
They're pardoned from going on somebody's table.
So they don't get eaten? It's just a waste of
poultry? Yes. That's why this entire thing is absolutely stupid. Like, the presidential pardon of turkeys should end. It's a stupid practice.
Well, no, it's a great practice if you want to take people's minds off of the fact that you spent all year bombing people's children over in the Middle East, and then you're going to pardon a mean fowl in order to take their people's minds off of it for the holiday to show that the president's a normal guy. I'm sure he's going to eat turkey anyway, though.
Probably.
He's going to eat the meat. He's going to eat the flesh of something on Thanksgiving, so the idea of pardoning the turkey doesn't make much sense. Unless you're going to eat tofu, by all means, pardon the turkey then. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Not my turkey. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I guess it's the start of the official start of the holiday season now. It's Thanksgiving here. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And, well, I guess you're probably going to do some Thanksgiving shopping. If you do, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. There you can do your online shopping through Amazon or Walmart. And, frankly, it helps us. It's an extra click for you. I get it, you know. It's nice to be able to just go straight to where you want to go. It's an extra click, but that extra click is really valuable to us. Shop.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the presidential turkeys that have been pardoned here.
Yes.
And I guess they go to some kind of petting zoo?
Yeah, so I was looking at this 40-page document that's actually 80 pages because it's
back and forth.
Two pages. Yeah. Well, it's two pages on a single page of the PDF. So on page 8 of this document, apparently the birds that get pardoned go to Kidwell Farm in Herndon, Virginia, and apparently they go to the petting zoo section, and visitors to the petting zoo are told that these turkeys are special because these turkeys, quote unquote, belong to our president. So that's why the stand-in. So you, at some point, kill the, you know, and I'm still going to say genetically modified turkey.
God, ridiculous.
Because the genes have been modified in such a way.
Every turkey, nobody eats, very few people get wild turkey, okay? So when you think of turkeys, that is just the normal turkey.
Oh, I know a bunch of people identify wild turkey.
Yeah, they identify a wild turkey as a wild turkey. So a turkey is a turkey. And then I don't know that they have genetically modified turkeys, you know, like they do genetically modified wheat or whatever, or corn. So, yes, the turkeys that we have are naturally selected for large breasts and to be meaty. And frankly, I wouldn't have one at my petting zoo.
A lot of them do wind up getting hormone injections as well.
I'm sure that's true, but it doesn't have anything to do with its genetics, really, unless the genetics alter because of the hormones. And I suppose that they do. So turkeys, toms, aren't particularly pleasant beasts generally. It is going to be the rare turkey that you would want to have your four-year-old petting. That's the first problem I see. I suppose just letting them run around and saying, hey, here's the pen with the presidential turkeys in it is all fine and dandy. It seems to me that they should just let them die of old age, though, and say, this is the turkey from 1985, he's dead. The turkey from something really happened with the 2012 turkey. I think he took a cold and we came out and he was dead. Like, you just have, little plaques, little cut wooden. I wouldn't spend brass on these turkeys. Just wooden plaques that say, Bubba. What is it? Tater Tot and Tater and Tot.
Tater and Tot.
This year it's Tater and Tot. Just put up little tombstones on the side of the pen for everybody to see, and people will be just as interested. I don't see why you have
brass
to kill them.
Brass would actually take up less room than
it probably
your
would
engraved things.
Yeah, but I'm just for whatever the cheapest method is, and if whatever the farm can pull off, that's fine by me. I may have one piece of wood and just put what happened when Tater and Tot kicked it. I don't care what it is. Just paint it right on there, whatever the answer is. But the idea of killing the turkey and then putting a stand-in turkey in there just doesn't make much sense to me. Because does it matter if there are 20 turkeys in the pen or 10 turkeys?
It matters to somebody.
It doesn't matter to me.
It matters to somebody, and it lets people buy into the fantasy that these turkeys actually received a pardon and get to live out their life.
Well, they should. If they're going to receive a pardon, they should live out their lives in a pen full of male turkeys.
Right. So if you're going to pardon a turkey, at least get one that has not been packed with hormones and, is actually able to live its life instead of being, this weird sort of thing that's constantly in pain.
Why would you want to, I don't know that they're constantly in pain. Why would you want to take a wild turkey and pen it up?
I didn't say take a wild turkey.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying choose a turkey at birth. And be like, okay, this is going to be the presidentially pardoned turkey, and we're not going to give him all the extra hormone injections.
Who knows that they do or don't do that? It would make sense to save the money on the injections rather than giving it. Some of that stuff's for the pigs, the turkey's well-being. I'm thinking about my pigs. We have a sick pig at my house right now. His name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy. All the animals, all the pigs get politician names, or most of them do.
I think it's mildly ironic that it wasn't FDR that wound up being lame.
Oh, FDR was a runty, though, and he went last year. So JFK, or we call him Fitzy. It's a good little name, and he was ill from the very beginning. His mother got infected with parvo at another farm, and they...
And what is parvo?
It's a virus that affects basically Rottweilers, Dobermans, and pigs.
Those three things are not related, but
yeah,
okay.
But I've owned them all in my life. So parvo and I have had a thing going for a long time.
You're the thing that you're the common denominator. So maybe parvo affects Mark.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, the whole litter that she had 11
and
living
what
pigs.
What have you been doing with your dogs and your pigs that all of them got parvo?
Trying to make them survive. So the 11 surviving pigs of Kelly Ayotte's litter. They most of them died. Fitzy and Bess were very sick. My wife kept them in a sling around her waist and fed them every 2 to 3 hours with an eyedropper to keep them alive. And if you can imagine her trying to sleep, she was sleeping with these pigs in the bed around her waist in a sling. And so she saved them. And so they're, those two are very special to us. Bess was very distraught. She actually came and got me when Fitzy fell in the pasture, like Lassie. She, I was like, what is this pig doing? But she was at the fence making pig noises at me, looking me in the eye, trying to get me to come. And I I followed her over to her brother, who was laying there on the ground.
Where is it, Bessie?
What is it, Bessie?
Fitzy fell down the well?
Right, just like that. It's pretty close to that. So then I went and got Fitzy. I had to pick him up and bring him into Swinewood, which is the name of the lean-to, the little barn thing that we have for him.
And this pig should be, like 200 to 300 pounds.
He
right
should
now.
Be 200 pounds. He weighs about 40. And this is the problem with being runty. Something happened. We think the vet thinks it's an abscess on his spine.
Oh,
obviously, we're not going to give him an MRI, but he's either going to walk or he's not. And if he walks, he'll get to live out his life. If he doesn't, he's, we all go to heaven, right? And, I'm going to have to put him down. We are hoping, I've got a, I'm leaving on vacation starting Monday, so I do have a friend coming over. It's going to give him a little longer to be able to recuperate. If he can recuperate, he can, and if he can't, then, you know, terribly sorry. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And I love him very much, and I don't want him to die, but these are the things that we deal with. And this is one of the things that I think that, you know, the average person that thinks that meat comes in, you know, a little styrofoam tray wrapped in cellophane, those people don't understand what farmers do on a regular basis, the relationship that farmers have to have to life and death. I don't have it, and I run a very simple operation where my, you know, the few fit pigs I raise get, you know, they're very good lives in one bad moment. But I do have to come to the realization that everything dies, no matter what. Everything's going to die, and it's not about how, you know, good or, you know, it's not about whether they die or not, because they will. It's right. About how good their lives were.
Right, and this particular pig, because he's on medication right now, he cannot become food.
That's correct.
So you would have to bury him. Would you have a presidential pig burial area?
Okay, so you don't bury things in New Hampshire? Not very deep, at least. If you put it in Florida, when I took a shovel, I'd throw it at the ground, spade tip first, and it would bury probably a quarter to a half the way in. I would then step on it and push it all the way the rest in. I would wiggle it back and forth, and I'd pull a giant big scoop of dirty sand out, and I'd throw it over my shoulder. In New Hampshire, you take the shovel, you stick it in the ground, it goes tink. You stick it in another spot, it goes tink. He goes, tink, 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 tink. You really shoveling, you might as well do it with a spoon up here. This is the reason that they have backhoes and that sort of thing, is because you can't shovel very friggin' well
in New Hampshire. Right, because New Hampshire is rock.
Yeah, it's the Granite State. Our biggest exports are tree sap and rocks.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what it comes down to.
And only reason I asked if you were going to have a presidential pig cemetery is because the presidentially pardoned turkeys, again, they get buried in Mount Vernon, and there's a special section of that cemetery for the presidentially pardoned turkeys.
Yeah, good for them. What we do in my farm is as if there's, you know, something that happens to an animal and it can't be eaten. I consider eating it respect. If you can't do it, then it gets incinerated in the outdoor wood boiler. So, there you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Something has to live in order for you to eat.
Hour 2 coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.